With that, they can invest with a local match of at least 50% for a maximum of $30 million, the resources that are needed for flood mitigation. This process has started now well over a year old. There's been two major changes since the initial conversations on this particular bill. One was to make sure and expand this so it affected all communities other than just Linn County, where the conversation began. And at this point, 96 out of 99 of Iowa's counties would qualify under the limitations that there needs to be a federal disaster declaration. The other piece of this is to limit the language so as to make sure that it only applies to flood mitigation projects. And those of you that want to look at those limitations, that's page 2, lines 5 through 15. Very important, because it focuses and razor sharp on just flood mitigation processes. So this is not cleanup after a flood. This is preventative dollars that would occur. In addition to that particular program, there is also the setting up of a flood fund. The intention of that is to deal with the counties that are property poor, that would not have a growth in sales tax so that they could match. This bill does not appropriate dollars for that particular fund, but it sets the fund up and would allow property poor counties to apply for up to a $4 million match to help with their flood mitigation projects. That concludes my opening comments, Mr. Speaker, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dubuque, Representative Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I served on this subcommittee in the Appropriations Committee before it went to Ways and Means, and Representative Kaufman, I think, did a very good job of covering exactly what this bill does. It basically tries to set up a flood mitigation program and the ability to access dollars and to create the ability to use funds from local growth, along with creating a state board that would basically make determinations on what flood mitigation plans would be available. And I think, quite frankly, we've seen a lot of disasters due to rain over the last 4 or 5 years. If you take the rains that occurred in 2008, or if you take the heavy snow melt that occurred that affected the west end of the state last year, or if you just take a look at the city where I'm from, Dubuque, Iowa, that received 14.2 inches of rain in a less than 10-hour time span, we will need to make sure that we have a flood mitigation plan or plans for the future for communities to deal with these needs. This program sets it up, but it just doesn't ask for state money. As Representative Kaufman pointed out in his remarks, this bill basically requires local involvement as well, with community match dollars from private sector, so you have a public-private sector relationship. It's not just about asking for government funds after you've received FEMA funds or after you receive some federal funds. So it's a mixture of several different funds coming together with the idea of helping communities plan for flood mitigation for their future, so that we can hopefully prevent some of the things that have occurred in this state over the last 4 or 5 years due to things that are beyond our control. So I'll be supporting Senate File 2217 and would ask the rest of the body to do the same. Thank you.
Chair recognizes General Johnson, Representative Jacoby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, and thank you, Representative Kaufman, for bringing this bill to us today. Any help with flood mitigation is sorely needed, especially in an area that, even though the flood is 4 years old, that we're still recovering. Would Representative Kaufman yield to a couple questions?
Will the gentleman yield?
Yes.
You're in order.
Thank you. I've reviewed the bill. I know one of the criteria is that it has to be a designated disaster area. Is there another level of criteria in terms of sales tax generated?
The community or the county that is actually asking for those funds needs to have the growth in their sales tax, not just the sales tax revenue, but the growth in order for them to match that, because you cannot use any revenue that was there before you had the base year.
Okay, so that projected growth would mean that there is not damage done to the state budget.
Correct.
Okay. And then And it seems like some of the bills coming through, and this is significant, and I will vote for it today, but it seems like we're piecemealing things. Is there any effort to reinstate the Rebuild Iowa office?
I have not, in the subcommittee that I held and the conversations I've had, I have not heard that.
Okay. And final question, would this qualify as a sales tax TIF?
I believe this is a way for communities to retain revenue that is not yet there but would be part of the growth in order to help themselves help their citizens.
I appreciate the yes. Thank you, Representative. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Willems.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I rise in support of this bill. And I wanted to thank Representative Kaufman for doing an excellent job of shepherding this bill through the Ways and Means Committee. And I had the chance to serve on this subcommittee. This is a bill of statewide application. There is no question, though, that it does come in response to the floods of 2008, to the particular situation of Cedar Rapids. You know, my district was not directly, the towns in my district were not directly impacted by the floods of 2008, but there are, every day, hundreds of people drive from my district, drive into Cedar Rapids, drive to the east side of the river, where there are thousands of jobs. This bill will help enable communities that are seeing an increase in sales tax revenue potentially put in place these flood mitigation projects. I think it's important to note that the communities that are seeing the rise in sales tax revenues are going to be the communities where the jobs are. So maybe your community has been impacted by a flood, maybe it hasn't. Maybe the community near you, where your constituents drive to every day, is potentially at risk. In the subcommittee, they stated that if everything went well, the east side of Cedar Rapids could not be protected by a flood wall until at least 2014. The longer we wait, the longer time goes by, we're simply rolling the dice with thousands and thousands of jobs in Cedar Rapids that if another flood were to hit that community, I don't think would come back. So I urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, Chair recognizes the gentleman from Cedar, Representative Kaufman, for closing remarks on Senate File 2217.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a couple of comments. Representative Schulte had a conversation with me yesterday, I believe, and made an excellent point, I think, that should satisfy those that are concerned about state budgeting issues in this particular bill. And that is, if we do nothing, there is almost undoubtedly going to be a drop in sales tax in some of these communities. So by this investment from that community itself, you're going to see a growth, and I think it's not pie in the sky at all to see that you'll see a strengthening of that, of the actual sales tax revenue. The other thing is, you know, the devastation that Iowa went through, the question that we can ask now upon reflection is, did we learn anything? And I think this bill says yes. We are allowing communities to help themselves by investing sales tax revenue to help themselves. And in that, we're doing mitigation projects and preventative projects. I think that's a far-reaching and good policy that we're passing today, and I would appreciate your vote, as I know those devastated communities would. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I would move the bill.
Gentleman from Cedar moves the bill. We read last time.